Well, now that you've taken the first half, why not go back home and take the second half tomorrow? 3-2, the Blades over the Prince Albert Raiders tonight here in PA. The live interview segment comes your way now. Presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan Da Silva joins me, and we were just talking off air before we came back on, and what a hockey game. I mean, entertaining to watch, stressful for coaches, but certainly your team came to play tonight with one of their more complete 60-minute efforts in a while.
I agree. I thought it was a phenomenal game. I thought both teams played hard. It had that playoff atmosphere in the building, and it's about as close to a hockey game as you can get. Fortunately, we ended up on the right side of that one, and I thought there's a lot of positives coming out of tonight.
Well, let's pick on a few of them. Number one, I guess whoever picks the stars doesn't like goaltenders, because Evan Gardner, to me, is the first star tonight. He doesn't even get one of the three stars.
Yeah, I mean, he was unbelievable. I can't imagine how hard it is to come back from a month off, and a month rehabbing an injury.
Yes.
And come back in and be as stellar as he was tonight. Some unbelievable saves. Just the confidence he exudes from the net out. I think it bleeds into our players, our guys, and they just, they know that they have a real competitor back there and a real trustworthy guy behind them if we have breakdowns. But it's great to have him back.
You get presented with a 4-minute power play opportunity, back-to-back 2-minuters, and you score on both ends of it, and that's huge too.
It was massive. Yeah, it's just to get our offense sparked and get going here and get some goals. But I thought that was obviously a critical moment in the game. To get 2 on the power play was nice, and our power play has been taking heat as of late. 1-for-2 last game, 2-for-3 tonight. And I think it's back on track.
And then Hunter Lang as well. And, I mean, he missed the last 2 games, and you won one of those 2 games, but it's nice to have that big body with the nice, smooth hands, silky hands in the lineup, and he showed it again tonight.
Yeah, he has such, I don't know how to say it, smooth hands, soft hands.
Yeah.
For such a big guy, you don't often see that, right? Just sees the ice so well. His hockey IQ is extremely high, makes great passes, great plays, and then he can finish too. And it's nice to have a couple 6'6 monsters back in the lineup, Frankie Davey and the other one. He's been out for a month as well. So he came in and he was on the ice there, 5-on-6 at the end of the game, winning draws, blocking shots for us. And that just goes such a long way, right? That's, we know in our room what it takes to win hockey games, and it's the little things like that. It's the block shots, it's the getting pucks out, it's getting pucks deep, it's knowing when and when to make the right play, and when to force stuff and when not to. And I think that's stuff that we're learning as a younger group, with the veterans we had depart after last year and throughout this season. But I think guys are starting to buy in, and they're starting to learn what it takes to win hockey games.
I know a former Blades head coach that used to talk about a 30-minute rule when it came to winning a game, but knowing that you had to kind of shelve it and be ready to go with the next night again, and that's basically the situation you find yourself in here going into tomorrow night against the same guys in your building tomorrow.
Yeah, and that was the messaging after the game, almost exactly that. Like, I want these guys to enjoy the wins. It's the best part of being a hockey player, enjoying wins with your buddies, your teammates. Yeah. You go to war for 60 minutes and you give everything you have, and so you got to be able to enjoy it a little bit and have some fun. And but you're exactly right. We once we get back tonight, we wake up tomorrow morning, it's like it's focus time, and we got a job to do here. So the job's not finished. We have some work to do, and we haven't been as consistent as at home as I'd like, so we got to bring the same type of intensity, urgency, compete into a full 60-minute effort tomorrow at home.
Straight lines, maybe more so than the fancy pretty stuff that seems to permeate at times at home.
It does, and that's part of the learning what it takes to win hockey games, right? Like, there was a quote I heard, and I just told the guys that in the room, I heard it a couple of years back, and it's the pain of discipline is far less than the pain of regret. So, meaning, sometimes you might sacrifice an offensive opportunity, in a one-goal game when you have the lead for the team, right? Instead of going after the assist or the goal yourself, the team is bigger than yourself, and putting the team first. And I think it's just a quote that stuck with me, and I share with the guys tonight as part of just learning what it takes, in order to win hockey games.
Congratulations, Coach, on a big victory here tonight, and we look forward to tomorrow. Should be a lot more fun at Sastel Center against PA tomorrow.
Hey, tonight was a lot of fun, too.
It sure was.
The guys seemed to relish in the bad guy role, the villain role, and they came out hard, and it was an enjoyable one.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Dan.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. All right.